Aaron News. I'm John Scott. Hamas top political leader Ismail Haniyeh killed in an airstrike in Tehran. That's according to Hamas and Iran, and they're blaming Israel. The assassination risk escalating the conflict, even as the U.S. and other nations are scrambling to prevent an all-out regional war. The White House announcing a series of proposals from President Biden to help curb the ongoing drug epidemic.
Biden plans to push Congress to pass legislation to establish a pill press and tabletting machine registry and increase penalties against convicted drug smugglers and traffickers of fentanyl. Biden also wants to tighten rules on importers shipping small packages into the U.S., requiring them to provide additional information to Customs and Border Protection. In a statement, Biden says, "Still far too many of our fellow Americans continue to lose loved ones to fentanyl." He says this is a time to act, and this is a time to stand together for all those we have lost and for all the lives we can save. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it was primary day in Arizona yesterday. Correspondent Jennifer King with the update.
In primaries in Arizona, Carrie Lake defeated Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb and has won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senator. Lake will face the Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego in what could be a crucial race for control of the Senate. Sheriff Lamb contended that he was the best candidate to secure the border, but Lake's campaign outraised him 5-1. Lake has built a national following in the Donald Trump sphere and has had the former president's endorsement. Accepting victory Tuesday night, Lake called Trump a hero and asked for his voters to support her as well, saying she's going to be Trump's backup in Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
Ahead of today's Fed decision on interest rates, stocks are higher. The Dow up 225 points. The NASDAQ adding 434. This is SRN News. A best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Church of the Nazarene has expelled a theologian from the denomination because of his stance on same-sex marriage. Church leaders revoked Reverend Thomas Ord's membership for advancing teachings that go against the biblically based stances of the denomination. According to the decision, Ord is guilty of conducting unbecoming of a minister. This is SRN News. Financial turbulence for troubled airline manufacturer Boeing.
The aerospace giant lost more than $1.4 billion in the second quarter. The loss was wider and revenue lower than Wall Street expected. Revenue tumbled 15% from a year ago, and both Boeing's commercial aircraft business and its defense unit lost money. The disappointing results come as aerospace industry veteran Robert Ortberg prepares to take over as Boeing CEO next week. He succeeds David Calhoun in Boeing's top job. Rich Thomason reporting.
The ticket resale company StubHub defending its pricing practices from a lawsuit filed by the Attorney General for Washington, D.C. The nation's capital said in the lawsuit that the company advertises deceptively low prices and then ramps up prices with extra fees. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.